traffic stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Special counsel in the Russia investigation, Robert Mueller, making his first public remarks about the investigation since it began 2 years ago, outlining the sweeping efforts, he says, that Russia conducted to influence and impact the 2016 presidential election. Mueller also said Justice Department guidelines did prohibit him from being able to charge President Trump with any crime, like obstruction, in connection with the probe.
It would be unfair to potentially accuse somebody of a crime when there can be no court resolution of the actual charge.
Mueller adding, though, that if he had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, quote, we would have said so. And Mueller says he won't be testifying at any hearings because
any testimony from this office would not go beyond our report.
USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plus. Plating, and IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
The abortion battle continues across America, especially in the southern states, where Louisiana lawmakers are now set to vote on a bill perhaps as soon as today that would ban abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected by doctors. And the bill presented by a Democrat doesn't include any exceptions for victims of rape or incest. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential hopeful Kamala Harris says she has a plan to protect abortion rights. Speaking at a town hall event in South Carolina, the California senator said her plan would require Justice Department approval for any new abortion law if a state had violated Roe v. Wade over the past 25 years.
Those laws have to come before my Department of Justice for a review and approval, and until we determine that they are constitutional, they will not take effect.
Another round of tornadoes, this time striking Kansas and Missouri, and that severe weather is now moving eastward and could affect the mid-Atlantic states later today. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawyer Michael Avenatti was in two courtrooms yesterday pleading not guilty to federal charges. In the first case, the attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels entered a not guilty plea for allegedly stealing $300,000 from Daniels. And then in a separate charge, he pleaded not guilty to trying to extort $20 million from Nike.
I am now facing the fight of my life against the ultimate Goliath. The Trump administration. I intend on fighting these charges, and I look forward to a jury verdict in each of these cases.
It was just about a year ago that Avenatti was considering a run for the White House. President Trump taking heat from two Republican congressmen over siding with a North Korean dictator while blasting a Democratic candidate for president while he was in Japan. Peter King of New York and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois say it was wrong to agree with Kim Jong-un in taking a shot at the former VP Joe Biden. The North Korean leader had called Biden a low IQ idiot, while Trump agreed, calling Biden a low IQ individual. The mayor of a New Mexico town has issued a cease and desist order to a private group that's been building a wall against the Mexican border, or along it, I should say. The order was issued yesterday by the Democratic mayor of Sunland Park, just north of El Paso, after it was determined that the group did not have the proper permits for construction. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for Hunterdon County currently... it is 75 degrees. We are expecting showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon, sometime after 5. Chance of precipitation is 50%, and the temperature will be 82, mostly cloudy. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m., with the low around 63, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers likely and possibly thunderstorms after 3 p.m. on Thursday with a high near 83. Thursday night showers likely, possible thunderstorms before 3 a.m. Chances of precipitation 60%, and it's going to be low around 60. Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Friday night, mostly clear with a high of 55. Saturday, sunny with a high of 79. And Sunday, a chance of showers after 9 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 75.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I'm nationally certified as a counselor, and I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington, and I have been bringing Counselor's Chat to you for a many number of years, pretty much as long as the chamber has had a radio show. So I'm not sure how long that is, 8 or 9 years. My main reason is to provide some education about mental health and some mental health practices and to remove the stigma around seeking out counseling. So today I'm going to talk about meditation and mental health. It is actually one of the things I do is I look to see if there's any kind of special event or designation for the month. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. It's Parenting Skills Month. It's Personal History Month. So if you look back on Counselor's Chat on Facebook, you can see that those are some of the topics. And meditation is the topic also. It's May is Meditation Awareness Month. So I really thought that talking about mental health awareness, meditation would be appropriate for today, as today is actually the last Wednesday in May. So, meditation. Now, I know many people think about meditation, sitting cross-legged on the floor, your hands in this position, going om. That is a particular type of meditation. And people often think also that meditation is about not thinking. Well, the reality is meditation is about getting your mind quiet and focused. So if I'm sitting cross-legged on the floor going om, I am focused on how I'm sitting, how my body feels, my breathing, and the sound that I am making. The om sound, not only how it sounds, but how it feels, how it resonates in my chest, my throat, my mouth, my sinuses. So it is about becoming so focused on one thing that the rest of the noise in your brain gets quiet. So that is one form of meditation. And so it is really just focusing one's mind for a period of time on one thing to the best of your ability. I suggest meditation to clients all the time. And I'm going to talk about some different types of meditation. I suggest mindfulness quite a bit. And I think mindfulness has become much more popular, I think. I know that different corporations offer mindfulness practices. There's magazine articles, books written on mindfulness, excuse me, and all kinds of information out there about mindfulness and meditation. And it really does affect our brain and calm it down because all of that noise really dissipates. So if I'm really super focused on something in the present moment, I'm not thinking about the what ifs, that's my anxiety, and the what was, which is my depression, and I'm just focused on the present moment. When I've got my brain so focused, the rest of my body really does get quieter and calmer and more peaceful. It really becomes a tool to manage depression and anxiety. On top of that, it also helps to promote new ways of your brain to function, meaning we have something called neuroplasticity. I've talked about it before. And what that means is that the brain is plastic and it is moldable. Our brain is actually pretty soft material. I've heard it said that kind of like soft butter. But it's always firing off neurons or firing off neurotransmitters, little electrical pulses, pushing the chemicals from one cell to the other. So I'm pushing and I'm picking up and I'm pushing and I'm picking up. Now, as I'm doing this, my brain is actively saying, do this with your right hand and do this with your left hand. Okay, so it's thinking that, it's doing that, and while it's doing that, there's neurotransmitters sending that information. This brain cell's picking it up, a neurotransmitter. Sending, receiving, sending, receiving. We talk about pathways in the brain. So if I want to learn how to meditate, and I've never really meditated before, I may take a class in meditation. And when I do that, this brain cell starts to say, oh, that's what meditation is. And this brain cell picks it up. Oh, I see this is meditation is getting quiet. This brain cell picks it up, getting quiet, picks it up, getting quiet, picks it up. So what begins to happen now, and I know I'm doing this, and I hope you're watching, as I'm beginning to build a pathway in the brain. Now, our brain only knows what it knows. We can learn from mistakes. We learn through observation, and we learn through practice. So if I'm reading some information on meditation, that is, I'm not practicing it, but I'm observing what to do. Okay. So when we start practicing something, we're beginning to build stronger pathways in the brain. So what happens when I have anxiety and depression, or even obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, addiction issues, because that's a very compulsive disease. So part of what happens is I can start to build new pathways that override. It's not too different than, you know, you might see some of this technical stuff here. You know, it can override things. So it's not something that necessarily happens instantaneously, but the more I practice it, the better I get at it, the more it builds stronger pathways in my brain. So I talk to my clients about this quite often, and I say, well, you know, one of the things that you do quite often is you practice anxiety. What if this is going to happen? What if that's going to happen? What if I don't get this right? What if I don't get this job? What if I don't have enough? What if this relationship doesn't work? On and on. The pathway in your brain is really, really very strong because you practice that all the time. I keep practicing anxiety because I have racing thoughts, and I go with it. I go with those thoughts. So if you know, if you're living in an area, most of us know what a big interstate looks like. Think of some of those photos that you might even see of Los Angeles, so all those spaghetti interstate things. You know, it's massive amounts of traffic. Then you think of a little dirt path. So if I'm going to introduce a new way of thinking, I am fighting against the interstate, and I'm the little dirt path. But the more I use the little dirt path, the wider it becomes. When I put stone down, I may end up putting some concrete or blacktop. It's turning into a road that's getting wider and more used and wider. Next thing you know, that becomes the new interstate, and the old interstate has weeds growing up and trees, and it's cracked and crumbly. Doesn't disappear 100%, but it atrophies. And that's the way I talk about it in our brain. So when I practice meditation, I'm creating that new strong pathway through practice, practice, practice. And the other aspect, the anxiety begins to diminish. Doesn't go away 100%. But the idea is now I have a new habit of thinking, a new pathway in my brain. When I notice that I'm on that anxiety road, tell myself to stop, refocus on meditation. So that is part of how it works. So our brain can ultimately make these shifts through practice. And anything we do, the more we do it, the more we practice it, the better we get at it. So when we first start practicing meditation, our brain is all over the place. As one person said to me, our brain's job is to think. So we have been on overdrive, going down rabbit holes and chipmunk holes and all kinds of snake holes. I love to garden. I got holes all over the place in my garden. All these little critters are coming up and nibbling at my vegetables and strawberries and flowers. And I notice, you know, all of these things going on in my garden, and I see the holes and I try to cover them up, and they appear somewhere else. You know, that's same thing. So I go down the rabbit, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. I'm thinking about everything else other than mindfulness. That's what happens. We go down the rabbit hole, think about something else, practicing mindfulness, practicing meditation. My cat, I'm sitting on the floor, my cat walks by. I notice the cat. I say, oh, I need to get some cat food, and I need more kitty litter, and while I'm at the grocery store, I need to get Kleenex, and I'm running out of dish soap, and what are we having for dinner tomorrow? I don't know. Let me think. And I've gone down that pathway. My brain went that direction. So I need to notice that. I need to stop, and I need to bring it back to the present moment, back to my meditation, whatever that meditation may be. And I'm going to talk a little bit about different types of meditation that we can use. So basically, when we have a mental health issue, like depression, anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, an eating disorder, post-traumatic stress, addiction, just to name a few. There's many, but just to name a few. Learning meditation can actually help calm your brain. Gets your brain quiet. It doesn't shut it off. It becomes super focused. And that really is the idea. Having your brain become super focused. So I'm going to take a little bit of a commercial break. It's important that our sponsors have their voice. And I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back in a few moments after these important announcements.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, licensed professional counselor of my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. You can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. Now my little commercial says .net, but it is now .com. It's my new website, which is beautiful. I love it. And it is a .com. So it's Altarol with two L's, counselor.com. You can also follow me under Counselors Chat to see on Facebook to see what else other shows that I've done in the past. You can also find me on LinkedIn. And if you're looking for some counseling, please, you can contact me through my webpage, through LinkedIn, through Psychology Today, and other sources online, or my phone number, which is 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can call, leave a message about the show. If you have any suggestions, even on Counselor's Chat, if you have any suggestions for a topic, I'd love to hear. Or if you'd like to make an appointment, I do my best not to keep a waiting list. And I have been in private practice for 19 years, going on 20 years. I have been a licensed professional counselor for almost 35 years. So I've got, a little bit of experience under my belt. So talking about meditation and mental health, as May is Meditation Awareness Month, and mental health is my bailiwick. So meditation can manage so many areas of our lives. Like I said, anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress, obsessive-compulsive disorder, addictions, eating disorders, anger management. Okay, so learning how to calm our brain down is so important. So when people say things like, "Well, you know, you just have to let go," I don't really know what that means. And I'm the counselor, right? I don't know what letting go means. Now, I know, I'm holding on to something. Here's this pencil. I'm holding on to it. Letting go kind of looks like that or even like that. But it's hard to do that with our thought processes and our anxieties and our depression and our regret and our obsessions and our trauma. So the tool of meditation can help with the letting go. As I said, it's about being super focused. Now, there's many things that we could do to meditate. Sitting cross-legged on the floor, going Om, okay, that's one thing. Now, Om is considered a mantra. And mantra means that I have a particular thing that I am saying over and over and over and over. Om, so they say, I don't know who they are, it covers all the letters of the vowels. Om, okay, so all of the vowels. I'm not sure, I don't meditate with sitting cross-legged saying Om. That's not my particular practice. However, there are many other types of meditation. One of the most simple forms of meditation is breathing. So I'm going to focus on my breathing. Now, one of the best things to use is something called square breathing. And that is where you count, hold, exhale, count, and hold. And you count 4, 6, or 8, whatever you're most comfortable with. So if we were to do 4 today, okay, so I'm going to breathe into 4, 2, 3, 4. Breathe in through the nose. Count 2, 3, 4. Exhale 2, 3, 4. Exhale through the mouth and hold 2, 3, 4. Square. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold. Okay, so that's square breathing. That's what that's called. I could do that anywhere. I could do that in my car. I could do that at my office, at my desk. I could do that at home, lying in bed, being in the shower. I could do it any time. And when we do breathing, one of the things, too, is to use our diaphragm. So the tendency throughout the day is we have very shallow breathing up here in our upper part of our chest because we're busy, we're running around, we're not thinking about it. When we do deeper breathing, when we do a meditative breathing, we're breathing from our diaphragm. so that we're and you can put your hand on your diaphragm as you inhale. You're going to notice your hand goes out. When you exhale, your hand's going to go back in. And that is part of that focus. That's all I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on my breathing. And I'm just going to notice the air feels cool going into my nostrils. It feels warm when I blow it out. I'm really focused on the counting. I may, again, go down a rabbit hole. I'm sitting here and I'm noticing, oh, look, there's a bug on the wall. I wonder where the fly swatter is, okay? Where's that fly swatter? I'm just wondering. I've lost my rhythm, okay? I need to tell myself again to stop and refocus. I can do a visual meditation where I just look at something and I just notice. Now, I don't know if you can see it or not. I don't think so, but there's two lines of green lights. And they just kind of up and down a little bit. They don't go all the way to the top, but they go up and down. And I just could sit here and I could just look at them and notice them. Just notice how they flicker and how they go up and down. And I just focus on those lights. That's a form of meditation. I can light a candle. Just notice the candle. Okay. I can be sitting by a stream or a lake and just watch the light flickering on the water. So it's using the visualization of light, looking into a fireplace, staring at a light bulb, looking at the sun. There are many different ways, you know, staring at the clouds and noticing the light around the clouds. I'm just going to give myself a couple of minutes and just focus on that. Just look at it, focus on it, notice it. What colors are there? What shapes are being created? I'm just sitting and noticing, and I'm breathing. Okay, so that is a visualization. I can use music to meditate. So I can put music on, close my eyes, focus on my breathing, and listen to the music. Listen to the beat. What instruments am I hearing? Is it slow? Is it fast? Is it melodic? Are there birds chirping? Because you could get meditation music. You can get meditation music that's nature sound. So I'm listening to a rain. Okay, a summer rain. I'm listening to ocean waves. I can hear the seagulls in the background. One of the things that I've done, and I enjoy this type of meditation, is that I have a babbling brook. I will lay down on the floor. I will play the babbling brook, and I have some aromatherapy that is a forest scent. And so I will put a little of that, dab a little bit of that on my temples. And so I'm laying there, I'm picturing being in a deep forest, the babbling brook. I could smell. Okay, so I'm beginning to use my senses in this type of meditation. So it's a visualization meditation. Now, we can also do a guided meditation. And that is where you may have someone, and I have them on my iPad. I share them oftentimes with clients, where you have someone say, you know, you're in this space, you're in a meadow, you're by the ocean, you can visualize it, you can feel the breeze on your face, you hear the crash of the ocean, you can feel the sand on your feet, and you've got someone that's talking you through the visualization, and you allow yourself to visualize that space, being in that space, feeling the sun on your back, listening to the seagulls, watching the sun glisten on the waves as they come crashing in. So that is a guided meditation and also something that can be very useful. Again, remember, these are tools. So if I notice that I am being and I'm feeling depression, I'm feeling anxiety, I'm feeling an urge to go drink or eat or purge. I've just been triggered by some event that has triggered my trauma. Or I'm obsessive compulsive or I'm angry. There's so many things where I need to tell myself, you know what, let me just stop. Let me close my eyes and let me visualize or let me put on some music. Let me just listen to it. Let me practice my breathing. There is also, in terms of breathing, you can also do some body work. And that is where I breathe in and breathe out. But as I do it, I think of my muscles. And I start with my feet. I clench my toes. Okay, I'm not going to put my foot on the desk. But I clench my toes, and I think about like a sponge. I'm squeezing the stress out, and as I exhale the stress. And with the next breath that goes in, I visualize the oxygen going down into my ankles. I squeeze my feet and ankles, and as I release, the toxins come out through my breath. And I work my way up. My legs, my buttocks, my stomach, my shoulders, you know, I breathe in, and relax, breathe out, thinking about all the toxins. It's about, like I said, a sponge. I'm squeezing my muscles like a sponge. My muscles are holding the stress and the toxins. I release it through the exhale. So that's another form of meditation. As you can tell, this is not just sitting cross-legged on the floor. There are a lot of aspects to meditation that are really useful. So while I am doing meditation, while I am focusing on these things, I am noticing, you know what, actually, I haven't been thinking about that project that's due on Friday, and I'm not concerned about, you know, the argument that I had with my daughter this morning. I'm really just focused on doing breathing and stretching. Yoga is a form of meditation. So one of the things that happens is when you do yoga, you take a position, and when you breathe in, you notice how it feels in your body, and when you breathe out, you notice how that feels. So whatever yoga position you're doing, downward dog, you're doing plank, you're doing so many different kinds of positions, it's what does this position feel like? Have I pushed myself not to the point of being super uncomfortable and in pain, but just enough to feel the pressure of the stretch, and I am breathing in, does it change? Does the pressure of the stretch change? When I exhale, do I notice that the pressure of the stretch changes. I'm focused on my breathing, my position, and the changes that occur while I breathe, when I inhale and exhale. That's a lot of what yoga is about. So that it is an exercise, it is a meditation. Tai Chi, same thing. So a lot of these things are very meditative. One of the things that I suggest quite often for my clients, and it's one of the meditations that I've probably used the most in my life, is called mindfulness. And I mentioned that a little bit earlier. So mindfulness is when we practice using our five senses. And we could do this throughout the day. So, you know, meditation does not have to be, I need to set aside a half an hour in the morning and a half an hour in the evening to meditate. I can meditate anytime, anywhere. I can meditate in the car, but not with my eyes closed. But meditating in the car, practicing mindfulness, I think is the best type of meditation when we are driving. And again, I'm going to explain that. So mindfulness, again, is using our five senses. What I see, what I smell, what I taste, what I hear, and what I feel, touch, okay? So I'm using my five senses, and I bring my attention to what I'm doing using those five senses. So what is it that I see? Number one. That's usually the first place to go. What is it that I see? Well, I'm sitting here. I'm looking at two different tripods. I see the camera. The camera's got these two little blue parentheses on, like a royal blue parentheses on there. There's wires. There's handles. They're black and they're silver, and the wall is sort of a butterscotch kind of color. So that is what I see. What do I hear? Well, because I've got the earphones on, I hear my voice coming through the speaker. And if I'm playing a commercial, I hear that. But I'm not playing a commercial right now. I just hear my voice. I do hear some other things, so it doesn't drown out everything 100%. I just hear a truck going by. I could hear some laughter. There's a meeting downstairs. I hear some ringing in my ear. I've got some constant ringing in my ear, so I hear that. So that's bringing my attention to what I'm hearing. Do I taste anything? No, not particularly. If I had coffee or some even water, I could say I could taste that, but I don't taste anything in particular. Do I smell anything? I smell some of the perfume that I put on earlier this morning, so I can smell that. And I just could smell sort of the smell of, this is an old building, so it's got sort of a old, it's not musty, it's just old wood kind of smell to it. And then, what do I feel? Well, I feel the pressure of the headphones. I feel my hands are warm, and I could feel my hands together. I've got a little bit of joint pain. That's just a little bit of arthritis, I think. I could feel my sinuses. Got allergies going. I could feel my feet on the floor. I'm wearing sandals that are like a thong kind of a sand, so I could feel it between my toes, the little thong between my toes. So while I'm doing that, noticing those things, what I see, smell, taste, touch, and hear, I'm not focusing on anything else. I'm not thinking about the what ifs or the what should have beens or the regrets or the shopping list that I have, or, you know, what I'm going to have for dinner or any of that. I've got my mind occupied on what's going on in the present moment. So I need to take another little commercial break, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about mindfulness and how all of this helps with mental health issues. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, hello. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I am talking about meditation, relieving mental health issues, and helping to, I'm going to say even recover from some mental health issues. When we meditate, as I said early on in the program, we actually begin to create new pathways in the brain. And that meditation is not just about sitting cross-legged on the floor saying Om. It is a practice of getting our mind quiet and focused. So yes, sitting cross-legged on the floor is definitely one type of meditation. Yoga is a meditation. Breathing is a meditation. Using visualization is meditation. Imagery work is a meditation, practicing mindfulness. We can use it, just kind of go back a little bit to imagery. We can actually use imagery to help us focus on some goals. So if I want to think about a direction in my life, I can just sort of sit quietly and, you know, it's like... let's say I want to lose weight, and I can meditate on my body losing weight, making healthier choices, exercising, how that feels good when I exercise, and really kind of focus on and begin to visualize what I'm going to look like. So I'm moving towards a direction. Now that's not anxiety. That's not the what if I can't. That is setting a goal and looking at what it's going to look like when it's accomplished. When we are meditating and we have a thought or a feeling come up, I notice depression, I notice anxiety, I notice an urge, I notice I'm making a grocery list, or I notice that I'm thinking about picking the kids up from school, or... The idea here is to notice, not attach. I notice that I just thought about getting Kleenex because I need Kleenex at home. I'm not going to start making my grocery list. I'm going to file it back in my brain somewhere. Now, there are several techniques that you can do. So here I am. I'm meditating. I notice that I need, oh, you know what? I need to get gas in my car. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that, put gas in my car, I'm going to attach it to a snowflake, and it's going to hit the ground, and it's going to melt and disappear. I'm going to put it on a leaf, and the leaf is going to get put on, and it goes floating down the stream, or a paper boat, or I have a ticker tape, goes around the building, it gets put on there, and it just disappears off into, or on a balloon, or on a cloud. It gets put on a feather, and it gets floated away. So, we can take those thoughts and we can attach them to something that is going to dissipate them. They're on a bubble, and the bubble pops and it's gone, okay? So that we can do that, that it can be part of the meditation. So when I learn to meditate, I'm actively telling my brain to stop. Stop thinking about the what-ifs. Stop thinking about all of the things that have happened in the past. Stop thinking about my childhood. Stop thinking about the argument I had with my spouse. Stop thinking about the bad grades my kids are having. Does that mean I'm not going to address it? No. It means that I am not going to carry all of these things around with me all day, all week, all month, all year. And they get piled on and piled on and piled on. So that with meditation, I give myself a break. I know I have bills to pay. I'm going to meditate and clear my mind and get myself focused for 15 minutes, and then I'm going to sit down and pay my bills. I'm not going to sit here and think about them. I don't need to think about them. I've got them stacked over here. I'm going to think about the music I'm listening to. I'm going to think about the visualization that I'm practicing. I'm going to do a little bit of yoga. I'm going to practice my breathing. That's what I'm doing right now, and I'm just getting quiet and focusing on this one thing. Now, mindfulness, as I said, is something that I do a lot of, and it's something that you can do anytime, anywhere, practicing using your five senses. And so often, what happens when we're going throughout our day, the mundane activities of our day are filled with anxious thoughts, depressive thoughts, obsessive thoughts. So if I am brushing my teeth, I'm going to focus on brushing my teeth. What does the toothpaste look like, smell like? What color is it? What does the toothpaste tube look like? What does the cap look like? Is it a little red cap? Is it a white flip cap? What does my toothbrush look like? What color is it? Are the bristles white? Do they have color? I hear the water running. I taste the toothpaste. What teeth am I brushing? Noticing the light, the sound, the taste, the texture. I'm brushing my front teeth. I'm brushing my back teeth. I'm very focused on what I am doing. I'm not thinking about, oh, you know what, I'm running low on toothpaste and I need to get shampoo, and I'm not thinking about, oh, I've got that big presentation at work. I hope I'm going to be okay. I'm not thinking about any of that. And if I catch myself, I tell myself to stop and bring myself back to brushing my teeth, combing my hair, getting dressed, taking a shower, folding laundry, making dinner, running the vacuum, making the bed, driving to work, taking a walk. Anything that we are doing, we can practice mindfulness. So I'm folding laundry. What color is the dryer? What color is the item that I'm folding a towel? It's green. I'm folding it in half. I'm folding it in thirds. I'm putting it in the basket. I'm opening up the dryer door. I'm pulling out a t-shirt. What am I doing right in the now? It feels warm. It smells clean. It's soft. I can hear the hum of the dryer. So these are meditative mindfulness practices, so that all I'm doing is I'm being in the present moment. I'm quieting my brain down. I'm focusing on what I'm doing. That there are times that I might want to just sit in a rocking chair and be quiet and just notice myself rocking back and forth, notice what I see, practice breathing. All of these things are about getting our brain very focused. That focus quiets it down, and it helps ease the anxiety, the depression, anger management, stress management, obsessive compulsive, post-traumatic stress, addictions and urges, eating disorders. It helps with so much. So that learning how to meditate can be almost as useful, if not sometimes even more useful, than medication. So it is something that I would encourage. You can Google meditation. You can find meditations online. One of the favorite things actually that I have, and we're going to need to end, but it's called Breeze Light, Breeze Light, L-I-T-E. It's one of the favorite things that I have, and sometimes I just sit and use that, hoping there we go. So I hope you can see that. It is wind chimes. So I will just sit. And as you can see, and just breathe and focus on the color and the sound of the wind chimes so that we can use our technology to practice meditation. So I hope this has been useful. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat. Like I said, I've got private practice here in town. And if you're looking to get any support, and for counseling, addictions counseling, couples counseling, anger management, depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress, eating disorders, trauma, give me a call, 908-237-2899. And I would love to hear from you. Follow me on Counselor's Chat, and I will be back next week.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook.
Or visit us
Remember,
on the web
Counselor's
at
Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump will be in St. Louis this afternoon to celebrate area companies that have made investments in wake of recent tax reform. The president was in California yesterday, and much of the discussion revolved around California ignoring federal law. Senator Marco Rubio joined Fox News to say why he believes California is in the wrong.
This would be equivalent to California saying we're going to sign a treaty with China, and we don't care what U.S. foreign policy is with regards to that.
Police in Austin, Texas believe there are some similarities in the three package explosions that happened earlier this month. Now, in two of the bombings, there were fatalities, and one, someone was seriously injured. Former Boston Police Chief Ed Davis says the one thing you need to be looking for right off the bat.
The first thing you take a look at is witnesses at the scene. This suspect's main vulnerability is that he's appearing at the scenes himself or having someone go there.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIEND. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the